Good afternoon. Back in the Gawler Heritage Centre with Kay, looking back at Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And this week we're looking at Wednesday, the 31st of November.
30th.
It was.
You're correct. There's no 31 in November.
I wish I'd learned that poll. I really do.
30 days have September, April, June and November. All the rest have 31, excepting February 28. But in leap year, we assign February 29. Did you never learn that in school?
No, I never learned it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was talking to someone from my class and she recited it once. I said, when did you learn that? She's like, at school. I was like, well, where was I that day?
You missed it that day.
I missed it. But just to know, 1 year, on the 30th of December, we're celebrating New Year's Eve and Michelle came over and said, oh, join us for a drink. I said, that's odd that Michelle hasn't got something on New Year's Eve.
You're in day. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, yes.
So, kick off, the first story, pleuropneumonia. We regret to have to announce the prevalence among the dairy stock and other horned cattle in this district, brackets Barossa, of that devastating disease which some years ago carried off cattle in great numbers, not only upon the runs of the interior but upon the adjacent farms and even among the cow keepers of Gawler. A correspondent of the Kapunda Herald, writing from New Mecklenburg near Tanunda, says, I've made special inquiries relative to pleuropneumonia among cattle and its cure. The malady is spreading and the utmost precautions are being taken by farmers hereabouts to prevent contagion. The days before antibiotics.
Yeah. I lost a horse with pleuropneumonia once, and it was only a 2-year-old. Not a happy sight. Not a happy thing.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, I looked up, and New Mecklenburg is Gummersall.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Probably renamed
during
in the
war. Yes.
The foreign? There was an act, wasn't there, of Parliament that.
Oh,
Place Names, yes. Foreign Place Names Act or something like that. Right. I'll remember it about 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll wake up and I'll think, oh, that's the name of that legislation.
Yeah.
100 years ago, Gawler's sanitary system. On Monday evening, the Gawler Local Board of Health had further discussion on ways and means of improving Gawler's present sanitary system, which is a blot on the natural beauty advantages of the town, I can imagine.
Mm.
The endeavour is that a changeover should be made from the miserable pan and cesspit system to the more cleanly and healthful principle of the septic tank, as approved by the Central Board of Health. Councillors viewed the matter from all standpoints, desiring that in the suggested improvements no hardships should be inflicted upon householders. So 100 years ago we're still using cesspits. That's why they've got the lanes down through Gawler South, isn't it?
They're the night cart lanes.
Yeah, the night cart lanes.
Yes, go and collect the sewage.
Gosh, it's not that long ago then. Now we're talking about where I live. We're still a lot on septic tanks.
Right.
So we're about to go to a CWMS, which I can't remember what the name is, Community Wastewater Management System, I think it is, and that's in Two Wells where I live. But there's one in Malala that wasn't well installed to begin with, and it had a lot of issues, so there hasn't been a huge take-up, like not enough take-up from people to actually pay for it. So it's a burden to everyone, and we've, you know, if we're doing it again, we've got to get it right. Yes. Yeah, so there's no common effluent in Two Wells. In the township out north, in the new subdivisions, they have common effluent, and they do them very well. But on the plains, it's really hard because it's flat.
Yes, so you've got no...
You've got no natural fall, you've got to build that into your design, and that's where they went wrong, I think, in Malala.
As my father used to say, water doesn't flow upwards.
No, it doesn't. And that's what they've had to do in Malala. They've had to install pumps to pump it up to the treatment plant, which is a shame.
So, 50 years ago, electric fence from Gawler in Tanzania. A complete electric fence system donated by the Rotary Club of Gawler to the YMCA Farm School in Marangu, Tanzania, has arrived safely and part of it is already in use. In a letter to the club, Mr. Brian Polkinghorne, formerly of Gawler, said its support was helping the school to play an important part in the development of Tanzania. Mr. Polkinghorne is a former student at Roseworthy College and one-time Gawler Congregational Church Minister.
Oh, there you go. Which Polkinghorne was that?
It just says Mr. Polkinghorne.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Former student of Roseworthy College.
There you go.
So I assume he was over in Tanzania. Yeah. Okay, so over to you for 25 years ago.
What are we doing 25 years ago? We had a painful case of mistaken identity. From the Caro bucket under an appropriate hole cut out of a plank of timber, suitably thick and wide enough to comfortably support the various weights of family members, to today's modern sewage system, the Aussie Dunny has provided us with countless stories. We're talking about septic systems again.
Yes. They've got sewage on the mind this week.
Oh, my goodness. And not just those of the snake, scorpion, centipede and redback spider kind. Take, for instance, the following episode of mistaken identity. She was in a hurry and passing through a strange neighbourhood. On entering the ladies' toilets, she at once spied the single cubicle and its vacant sign. Rather desperate, she shoved open the door only to be met by the sight of another woman.
I'm well amused that being a news story. Now, if only the listeners could see Kay's face.
That was such a long lead into someone just being in a hurry and
yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
It was probably my mother that was, God, you know, rest her soul, that was sitting there because she was very naughty at not putting the sign across, yeah. And people had done it, and just, oh! And I was like, oh, okay.
That's a new story.
I think I was probably thinking of my poor mum using my old toilets here in Julian Terrace, you know, yes, the old ones at the mural on them, and she'd go in there and... Mm-hmm. She used to go up to the ones at the end of the Women's Rest Centre.
Yes.
They were very clean and very nice. And the ladies always felt very safe using them. But they went in the interests of commerce, didn't they?
Yes. That was there just after Angus was born. So, of course, they used to go there a lot.
Oh, yeah. Because they've had the changing room, didn't they?
They had all the baby change.
You could sit down there. They had a big lounge area, and it was just a really great place. But now it's shops on a corner where you can't stop.
Yes.
Which just really still puzzles me, but never mind. Mm. Nothing like the Mighty Dollar.
Yes. So 10 years ago, Ivan's act of vandalism. Member for Schubert, Ivan Venning, has vowed to defy any legal action that may be taken against him after he admittedly defaced public property last week. The state government is considering whether it will pursue any action against Mr. Venning after he and a team of volunteers from Craig Marston Painters repainted the Robin Bridge in Nuyupta without permission. The rogue act on Thursday and Friday followed Mr. Venning's threats earlier this year to repaint the bridge himself if the government did not fund the job. Vennings, of course, are an old family that had land up around Snowtown area in Sharps Well. The name came up when I was doing the family research up in that area.
Yep.
And Nigel, who was managing the PA, he was one of the Venning family.
Ah, well, I knew Ivan. Yes, I remember such a fuss because he came good. He said, I'm going to paint it. And they went and they did a beautiful job of it. But it was done by volunteers and it was done without anyone's authority and I think they dropped all action later, but they sort of dragged it out a bit. And, of course, Ivan being Ivan, he just milked it for every dollar that he, you know, every bit of publicity that he could get out of it.
Yeah.
He could be, can be quite naughty, but that's all right. a bit of a rogue, but a very likeable rogue.
Over to you for the Gawler Now and Then.
Gawler Now and Then. And it's a fairly blurry photograph, or is that just because I haven't got my glasses on? Of the Gawler Gasworks, 1982. The remains of the building stand off the east side of the start of 7th Street, Gawler South. The east side of the start of 7th Street, Gawler South. So that's just past the medical clinic. Did they get levelled? Did it get bulldozed?
I guess so. I'm assuming there would have been the big gas tanks. Did they have one of those in Gawler?
I can't really see. It's a bit hard to tell from that photograph. It's a little
not
bit
a good
dark.
Photo.
I think they could have found a better one than that.
Mm. Yes, it's very indistinct. I remember in Ballarat they had the huge gas tanks. Remember the big gas, the metal frame?
Yep.
And they were right behind the main street. And Mum would always say, if those things went, they'd take out half the town.
Yeah, they're very dangerous. So
yes. Yeah.
So that's it for this week. That went very quickly.
That is it for this week. Until next week.
Thanks. Absolutely, Jeanette. Yeah. And stay safe, everyone. Avoid COVID if you can. Mm-hmm. And enjoy this beautiful summer.
Yes.
It's going to hit with a vengeance.
It is, yes. Well, it's the anniversary of the Gawler Pool this weekend.
Ah,
so,
yes.
A historic event for Gawler.
Yes, it is an historic event. Yeah. My late husband was there at the start of it, so the planning stages, and somewhere at home I've got a beautiful big colour photograph of the opening of the pool with his son, very blonde-headed little boy, standing in the foreground. Yeah. I can't find it. It would have been a lovely photo because it just panned out across the whole area.
Yes.
Really. Oh. And it was probably taken by someone at the Bunyip.
Probably would be, yes. It would be the Bunyip photo.
But, anyway.
Yep.
Over and out.
Until next week. For all life.